It's a brand new episode. I was off last week because I was in Northern Michigan. This week I am in Maine. A couple weeks of vacation. Y'all know how it goes. But the podcast never sleeps. And TLC shows never sleep. And I say this all the time, but TLC puts out their greatest show content in the summer. I Love a Mama's Boy. We're in the midst of that season, season three. And you know, it's a good season. It's a really good season. The couples on I Love a Mama's Boy. But it's almost been overshadowed by Welcome to Plathville season four, which of course has seen the divorce of Kim and Barry happening in front of our eyes after 24 years of marriage. I mean, Micah Plath coming into his own, Isaac. I mean, it's bananas, truly bananas. So I have some Welcome to Plathville updates for you, including another Plathville member that's joined Cameo. Are Ethan and Olivia speaking to Kim and Barry? Big updates there. Isaac and Micah, some updates on them as well. Also, the 90-Day Fiancé universe. We had an arrest in the universe. We have a recap of the latest episode here in season 9. It was episode 14 that just took place. It's good because episode 13, I was completely bored with everybody. It's ongoing, dragging out. We're getting closer to the wedding. And I was so annoyed with everyone going back and forth. Should we get married? Should we not get married? It's like, oh, what the fuck? Just like, I don't know. It seemed forced drama. So we're back. We'll have a little recap of that. But the biggest news that I want to start with is I do have some breaking news about were Memphis and Hamza fired by TLC and the 90-Day Happily Ever After franchise, because the 90-Day Happily Ever After crew, the cast, was just named and they're not a part of it. So what is the story? We're going to get into all that. If you're just joining the show, welcome. I'm your host, Sarah Fraser. Thanks for discovering the podcast. I put out brand new episodes of TSFS 7 days a week. You can find them everywhere podcasts are played, from Spotify to Apple Podcasts. And on Wednesdays, I recap the biggest gossip, not even gossip, because my sources are so close to these individuals. I'll just say that. I break a lot of TLC news. I'm obsessed with all of their shows. It started with Welcome to Plathville, and now I'm a Seeking Sister Wife fan. I'm a 90 Day Fiancé fan and beyond. So every Wednesday, I recap those shows and just share my love for everybody on these these programs and what they're willing to share with us. So welcome. I would love for you to tell a friend about the show. Be sure to subscribe to the Sarah Fraser Show podcast. And if you ever have a hot tip, because from people spotting Micah Plath filming or they have tea on Memphis and Hamza, you can always email thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. I would love to chat with you. So I'm not even going to make you wait for the hot tip on Memphis and Hamza. A news story broke that Memphis and Hamza had reportedly been fired from TLC. Memphis and Hamza, of course, featured on Before the 90 Days. He's from Tunisia. She's from Michigan. And she flew to Tunisia. They ended up getting pregnant, which we found out on the last season. He came here. They have a beautiful daughter. Ooh, it is juicy. So a source close to the situation confirms to me that actually they were not exactly fired, but they have been. They are not going to be featured. They were, I should say this, because the source said this clearly. They were not fired, okay? They were not fired. But they are not going to be a part of Happily Ever After, which they were tapped to be a part of. They were filming in March in Chicago and in Michigan. They are not together after Happily Ever After. And do you guys recall when a video came out of Memphis filming the TLC production crew, basically accusing them? It's up on my TikTok if you didn't see this, accusing them of like making stuff up and trying to coerce she and Hamza into saying different things. Anyway, she's actually been let out of her contract. So TLC, she is no longer associated with TLC. You're going to be hearing from Memphis very soon. You're going to be also seeing some big news about Memphis and Hamza's official separation, because we know he's in Chicago. We know she is in Michigan. They are no longer together. They were married. They are going to be getting divorced, according to a source. And they were not fired, but they have chosen not to be a part of it. Okay, so they don't want to be featured. I have no idea if Hamza is returning to Tunisia or not. And we are not going to see them. We're not going to see the follow up of their entire relationship, which is such a bummer because I'm so curious as to what went down in Chicago and Michigan to lead to their separation. I don't know that. So I would love to know that. But I do not know that. So we'll see. But anyhow, they are not being featured on Happily Ever After. And that is why you're getting Kimberly and Usman. The internet was outraged by Kimberly and Usman being on. I'm not sure why. I've always liked them. A lot of people don't, a.k.a. Soulja Boy. A lot of people feel like their relationship isn't sincere because he's into, you know, his music career. He has been over in London. Kimberly is here. But they're going to be featured. We're going to be seeing the rest of their relationship. Here's the rest of the cast of Happily Ever After. It's going to premiere August 28th at 8 p.m. on TLC and Discovery Plus. Angela and Michael are back. I did a whole rundown of Angela and Michael. They're, of course, huge fan favorites. They've also been together this entire time. But Michael moving here to the United States was delayed because of COVID. So we're going to see them. Also, you know, their relationship hit a rough point because she spent all her money on getting plastic surgery instead of IVF, which he had wanted a child. But they are still together. He's coming here from Nigeria. It's going to be juicy. Elizabeth and Andre, who have been on my podcast, they're going to be featured. You know, they're pregnant with baby number 3. Jovi and Yara. Yara's from the Ukraine. I think that's just such a great addition because of everything that's going on with the Russia-Ukraine war. So having Yara and, you know, her mom, of course, like heavily featured, was in Ukraine. I don't believe she's there anymore. We're going to hear about that. Ed and Liz, back together, engaged after all the drama and back and forth. We're also going to see them again. Jenny and Sumit, they're going to be back on. Again, another fan favorite couple. And then, of course, Kim and Usman. So August 28th, I can't wait for it to go down. Hamza and Memphis, after all that, will not be featured. They were not exactly fired, but they were released from their contract. So they were not fired, but they are out of their deals. And we are not going to be seeing them, it doesn't look like, anytime soon on TLC. So there's that. Welcome to Platteville. We've had so many updates about them, including the most recent episode where it looks like Ethan and Olivia have rekindled their relationship with Barry, not with Kim. I'm so fascinated. You know, we also heard from Kim Plath that she was sexually assaulted by a male babysitter when she was young, Gurr. She did not go into explicit detail, but I do suspect that that's probably coming out. Maybe more about that will be coming out. You know, we're getting to the root. I've always said this. I always knew with this family, there was so much more underneath what meets the eye. Okay. And I just feel like this is what I love about reality TV, right? Because everyone hated Kim. By the way, Ethan and Olivia still hate Kim. They're not speaking to her. They're rekindling their relationship with Barry. But Kim is kind of like the hero now. You know what I mean? Like she's coming to grips with all the emotions. Okay, we're realizing she was raised by a single mom. She was sexually assaulted. You know, the tragedy of running over her own child at 17 months old. I mean, break your fucking heart, you know? But yet, she still seems to be demonized by her children. And I'll say this, from Max Kalschmidt being on my show to Ethan and Olivia, and Olivia's been on twice, everybody seems to believe and say, and I have to believe them because it's been from multiple people, that Kim is very manipulative. Well, I think from an outsider, you can see why, right? I'm sure if you're in it, like Olivia, you know, she probably doesn't have a lot of empathy. I mean, she probably has empathy, I'm sure, because Olivia seems like a very empathetic person. But I can see how they still resent Kim, right? But I don't know. There's something very interesting about Kim to me. I think we're going to get to the bottom of it. Kim's a little bit of like, you know, the religious sheltered Kris Jenner. I'm just going to say it, you know. She's more hated right now by her family. But I mean, she's the one that made them famous. She's the one that put them on the map. She's the one that pitched the show. And she had to have known all this was going to unfold. So manipulative? Probably. And we'll see how it plays out. Isaac, you can book on Cameo. Terrific. Look, Isaac, the only thing I want to book about you is what's going on with your parents' marriage in Cairo. You know, I mean, what else are we going to ask him about? You know, tips on how to milk a cow? I mean, come on. Now you can book him on Cameo. I also just read a story that the only There's only four children still living under Kim and Barry's joint roof, which is Lydia and her three sisters. And of course, Lydia's homeschooling them. That Isaac's moved out. Well, where the hell did Isaac go? We need an update on that. Michael was down in Miami for swim week for a fashion show down there. He was looking hot. I loved it. Very sexy. Very sexy. And let me thank some sponsors and then we'll get into 90 Day Fiancé. So that's kind of the latest with everything going on. Obviously, we know for sure. I mean, we don't even have to like get any confirmation. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. And now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome. Has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code Fraser20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU, You Natural on Amazon and use code Fraser20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code Fraser, F-R-A-S-E-R-2-0, Fraser20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. We're 110% getting a season 5 of Welcome to Plathville. They're not shooting yet because Olivia and Ethan are exploring Europe all summer, and I'd messaged with her and she said they were going to be gone all summer. So I suspect filming resumes in the fall when they get back. They all have the summer off. If you were hoping to book Olivia for a photography campaign, she's almost completely booked through 2023 and won't open her books for 2024. Okay, let's talk about ZocDoc. Before you book any brunch, you pore over lists and lists of reviews. So why wouldn't you do the same when it came to a doctor? With ZocDoc, you can see real verified patient reviews to help find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. After all, finding the right doctor is just as, if not more important, than your Eggs Benedict choice. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. On ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun, whether you're trying to straighten those teeth, fix an achy back, get that mole checked out, or anything else. ZocDoc has you covered. I hear from you guys all the time that you use it, and I'm so grateful. You know you get a free t-shirt when you use or buy from any of my sponsors. Just email thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. Go to ZocDoc.com/TSFS and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doc today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/TSFS. ZocDoc.com/TSFS. Dame Products. Dame has the best sex toys under the sun. Don't believe me? Order one. Order one and then tell me. They're amazing. They have a hands-free vibrator. They have aloe vera lube, which is like specially balanced to the pH of a woman. It's so amazing. They also have like sex oil. Their products are top-notch. All retail for around $85 to $90. And of course, they want you to be satisfied with your products, which I'm sure many of you will. Go and read the thousands of five-star reviews that they have as well. DameProducts.com. Use the code TSFS at checkout. Get 15% off. Order yourself an Ava. Everybody needs a love toy because sex is better when everybody is enjoying it. I love Dame Products. I'm so empowered to be partnered with them. DameProducts.com and use code TSFS at checkout for 15% off. Horizon Fibroids. It is Fibroid Awareness Month this July, which is why I've partnered and continue to partner with my longtime friend and one of Maryland's top fibroid doctors, Dr. Will Neem. Go to horizonfibroids.com. You can fill out a consultation form right there. Find out if he takes your insurance. They take almost all insurance. Here's the really scary part. For most women, and especially women of color, because fibroids impact women of color more often, lots of times your OBGYN will tell you the only solution is a hysterectomy. If you have fibroids, you know they're painful, you have long periods, heavy periods, and bloating, and they can also impact your fertility. That's bananas. You should never get a hysterectomy without getting a second opinion and a third opinion. Dr. Will Neem specializes in uterine fibroid embolization. It's a low downtime procedure. They go in actually through your wrist, believe it or not. Remove and shrink fibroids. Definitely see him before you make any big decisions in your life. HorizonFibroids.com. All right, 90-day fiancé. Emily and Kobe, of course, you know, we find out they have another baby together. Shida and Bilal, I mean, they don't even look like they're having fun together at this point, okay? I just cannot even believe they're still together or that they're going to make it. But I'm truly stuck on Muhammad and Eve. I mean, Muhammad, I try to understand what it must be like to be young, to be thrust into a reality show and to come here from Egypt. Totally different culture, religion. I just don't even see how these two are a match. And I really am starting to question. I mean, Muhammad told Eve straight up, I don't like your friends. And all of Eve's friends' fears of like Muhammad isolating her are coming true. She needs to run. At this point, run, okay? There's some wonderful woman out there for Muhammad, maybe when he matures, maybe when, you know, his balls drop or whatever, he gets a deeper voice. But it ain't today. Eve needs to move on. She needs to launch that, you know, skincare line. Get with it, okay? I cannot even take anything more. You know, we know Patrick and Thais are really struggling because obviously, we finally have Thais's father weigh in on their marriage. He doesn't want them to get married. He wants Thais to come back to Brazil. I don't think there's any way she's coming back to Brazil. And I think the long story short of what we're all feeling when we watch 90 Day Fiancé season 9 is that John, Patrick's brother, needs his own spinoff. It's that clear. Like, he does. He does. He totally does. Anyhow. So we'll see, but you know, we're getting to the wrap up, you know, 90 Day Tell All is going to be in August. So it's going to be a big, they've already filmed it. Of course, that's where we saw the pictures, right, of Kobe and Emily, who have a daughter. I mean, and you know, Kobe and Emily's parents are hysterical, you know? Of course they judge her the entire time, but they're going to keep supporting her. They're going to keep enabling her. And how lucky is Kobe? You know, I mean, does he have to put up with it? Yes. But it's all going to be okay. There was some other breaking news, though, in the 90 Day Fiancé world, if you will, which was essentially we had an arrest. Now, this story was like big, kind of big news, I guess. Like it was picked up by the New York Post and stuff. But really, the guy that's like now wanted by U.S. Marshals isn't anyone that you know. Michael Anthony Baltimore is a barber who appeared on season 4. We're in season 9 of 90 Day Fiancé. back in 2019, is wanted for murder after he allegedly shot and killed his boss at a barber shop in May of 2021. So U.S. Marshals said in a release that the 43-year-old fugitive allegedly unleashed the deadly gunfire on Kendall Jerome Cook at his GQ barbershop in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Another man was injured during the shooting at the barbershop where Baltimore worked for Cook in 2019. Baltimore and Cook, by the way, were featured on the show. There was a officials put out $25,000 reward for information leading to the arrest. And so it is, I mean, he was kind of cute on the show. This is not a good thing. According to the release, Baltimore has a history of violent crime. It should be considered armed and dangerous and should not be approached. Michael Baltimore poses a serious threat to the community, according to authorities. During his time on the hit show, Baltimore's friendship with Cook was documented in some of the episodes. While they were only briefly featured in a few episodes and were not the main subjects of the show, the pair appeared to have a close bond. Police said a personal conflict between Baltimore and the victims led to the barbershop shooting. Cook was allegedly receiving threats from Baltimore for several months before his death. Baltimore and Cook both appeared on a few episodes of 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After in 2019. So there you go. TLC did not comment on that, by the way. I can see probably why. Anyway, I a lot of shows to catch up on. I got to do a lot of catching up on I Love a Mama's Boy, Seeking Sister Wife. And I do have some big interviews coming up for you guys in the 90 Day world. Those are my favorites. I love dropping them on you. If you haven't listened to my Ben interview from before the 90 days, of course, Ben and Mahogany. We realized from my interview that we're saying her name wrong. It's Mahogany. You can go and listen. That's up on the Sarah Fraser Show. So check that out. All right, guys, I love you. Follow me on TikTok. I put updates every day on all my thoughts and feelings. I mean, we have to get to the family Chantel. Chantal and Pedro file for divorce. Oh my God, I gotta do a whole nother episode on that. It's bananas. I just started watching that show. Now I can remove it from my list. Good, because I can't keep up with the damn shows I do watch. At the Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok. Bye, everybody.